Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
As you may be aware, the Ebola-infected healthcare worker in Texas owns a dog. However, unlike the dog owned by a Spanish nursing assistant infected with Ebola that was euthanized last week, the canine in Dallas is safe and has been quarantined. Joining us today is Dr. Jeff Werber to tell us a little bit about what you may not actually think about, but that our pets may be posing a problem to us when it comes to Ebola, but hopefully nobody has a pet that's recently returned from Liberia. Dr. Werber, how you doing? How does a pet get Ebola? I never even thought about that until this topic came across.
It's interesting when you think about it, because there are many other animals that obviously have been affected and infected by the Ebola virus. They have never yet been able to isolate the virus in any of the Felidae, so it seems at this point that our cats are safe. You know, the virus was thought to have started in birds, and now the largest source is the fruit bat. And the number one source of transmission is via eating the bushmeat. And many animals that could be affected, but may not be showing any symptoms, and that therein lies the problem. And that's what we're seeing with the canines as well. That it is believed that dogs can actually harbor the virus, but are totally asymptomatic. They're showing no signs whatsoever. And it is also believed that in a time, possibly a short time, their own bodies are able to eradicate, to kill off the virus. So the question really becomes, during that phase, is it possible through bodily fluids, whether it's urine, feces, saliva, whatnot, is it possible that dogs can transmit the virus to either other dogs or, worse yet, to people? And according to the CDC, as of yet, there have been no confirmed cases where that has happened. Theoretically, I guess it can, which is why good old Bentley, the Cavalier King Charles, is at Texas A&M University as we speak, under quarantine for at least 21 days. And so far is doing just fine. So I think
is it possible,
but whether it's warranted or not is in question.
Is it possible that that Bentley could get it from a human by, you know, kissing or licking the human? More likely than the dog getting it from us than us getting it from him?
Absolutely. If the dog's human is infected, and certainly is clinical, then it is possible if they share, you know, the bodily fluids through the saliva or you know, pretty much that would be the only way I can think of. You know, the other way around is a lot more easy to consider. You know, urine, feces, you're cleaning up after the dog, et cetera. But, you know, if you're sharing food with the dog, is it possible? Yes. But the dog is going to remain asymptomatic. So, you know, the question really becomes, how are we going to know? So far, there's no test that's been used to determine. You know, I know that it's been asked, should we go ahead and start taking our dogs in for testing? And at this point, I think that
would be
unnecessary.
Hysterical. Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely.
We're not seeing enough of people yet. Right. Unless your dog has somehow traveled on its own to the west coast of Africa.
Bought that first class ticket on the way, but yes.
Right. So
it's highly unlikely.
You talked about the fruit bat being the harbor or the
It's like probably one of the vectors. The number one source right now is believed to be the fruit bat.
How do you think it jumped? How do you think it got to humans initially?
You know, it's interesting that they probably infected the meat, other animals, either via the eating or biting animals, biting the wild animals that have been caught and killed for food, and then so what happens is it goes down the chain where animals are eating these infected animals, they are getting infected. Ultimately, it ends up at one of the animals that people eat, and that's probably how it has become almost in epidemic proportions in Africa, West Africa, Liberia, etc. So And the dogs that have also eaten this meat can become infected, but have remained asymptomatic. But they found in antelope and porcupines, in rodents. So there are other animals that the virus has actually been isolated from, but not all these animals are showing any clinical disease. Primates are the animals that are most commonly associated with clinical Ebola virus disease.
And as far as you know, are primates in Africa affected by it? I mean, do you know anything about the animal populations in West Africa and which animals currently are being, let's say, shunned and or avoided because of a potential transmission issues?
Right, yeah, the biggest potential is going to be the primates as a source of transmission that are affected. It's the meats, but the problem is that a lot of these animals that are being preyed upon by other animals are showing no clinical disease. And then, obviously, the population are eating the animals that they're going to eat, and they also may not be showing any clinical disease. So it's one of those things where the animals aren't really caring how they catch their meat, and the people are inadvertently ingesting this virus in the meats that they're eating, and it's a problem. And then also people, of course, through bodily fluids, whether it's urine, feces, saliva, blood, semen, etc., are also then transmitting to each other.
Now, I'm the healthy skeptic, and so I don't believe anybody. And I currently am a little, I don't want to create hysteria, but I'm skeptical of news reports from the CDC, and I'm a little skeptical that a second healthcare worker has contracted this disease. Is it possible, in your opinion, and I'm not going to hold you to this, that this virus could have mutated and become aerosolized?
That is, interestingly, and we just talked about this, and that is a concern, because currently, right now, it is believed to not be aerosolized. And
Believed.
Right. No, I totally agree. When it comes to the infective capabilities of a virus, is anything possible? And the answer is, oh, yes, it's possible. It so far has not been shown to be the case, but I wouldn't put it past an aggressive virus that is rapidly mutating, rapidly dividing, to develop some mutation to can become an aerosolized problem, especially since we know that it might be in the respiratory secretions of a person or any animal that's affected. But they so far say that has not happened. I think, you know, interestingly, that's why I think they're taking the necessary precautions they're taking with Bentley, though. To date, there have been no reported cases. And we're not, you know, look, we're talking about a new fear here in the U.S. and even abroad, but this virus has been around since before 2005, even. So it's not like it's a brand new virus. And even in the last 9 years, that has not yet happened. So does that mean it's not going to happen? Well, nobody's going to say never. But we don't know. But what we do know is, from statistics anyway, there have been no reported cases. So I would not have anybody panic and start taking their dogs in or worrying about their dogs or be tested. And certainly I would never recommend it. I'm a little upset about what happened in Spain, because there was a perfect opportunity, if nothing else, to learn from this dog, which is what they probably are monitoring and checking out in good old Bentley, that is he going to beat this virus? Is he going to test positive at all? And we know when the consideration is that he may have harbored it, we still don't know what that means.
Well, Dr. Jeff Werber, thank you so much for coming on the show. For more information, you can go to www.drjeff.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Don't let anyone do your thinking for you, please. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.